There was huge interest at the DUP's annual party conference at the weekend. Leader Arlene Foster told delegates that Sinn Féin must choose between making a deal with them or having direct rural ministers in place. Mrs. Foster also spoke of the DUP's influence in Westminster and the party's commitment to Brexit. Let's have a chat now with the political commentator Alex Kane. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Vinny.
There was a lot of interest in this conference, I guess, partly because of the deal with the Tories. What was your top line from it, if you had to give me one?
I think actually it's not a specific top line, because in some senses, Vinny, it wasn't a particularly interesting speech, because all the stuff about the Tory deal we've heard before, all the criticism of Sinn Féin we've heard before. But what I think was interesting, I was just looking back, her first speech last year as party leader opened with this: just 12 months ago, Northern Ireland was a byword for political crisis and instability. Devolution was in crisis. Dormont was teetering on the brink. Our rivals were cocky about their electoral chances. People were measuring up the curtains for their office, and our opponents and critics were writing our obituary. That's a year ago. And as she said, but look at us now, we've built up. Here she is a year later. That's a change, Vinnie. That's the Dormont is gone. Whatever party, it's fine to say you have influence at Westminster. That's not a lasting thing. That may not last if Theresa May goes. And in real terms, if you're saying, does that influence that they have there mean anything in real terms?
Now, there's a question, Alex. What's your answer to that?
I don't think it does make any particular difference. I think it gives them, if they hadn't got that influence, Arlene Foster may not even be leader now, because after a terrible election in Assembly, many people thought that the Assembly election wasn't actually required. She seemed to play into Sinn Féin's hands. There was a lot of criticism inside the DUP. And even if she'd had a very good result, and it was a good result in the Westminster election, if they hadn't held that balance of power, Vinnie, everything would have changed. It's all perception. And yes, she got lucky. She got extraordinarily lucky. But if you're saying, is that deal with Theresa May going to make a button of difference in terms of the Assembly being rebooted? No, it's not. And the other thing is, do not assume, and she would be stupid to assume, that if a British government has to make a choice between saving the DUP and making a bigger deal on Brexit, they will make the bigger deal on Brexit. That's the reality. It always has been, going back to 72 when the Ulster Unionists had the deal with the Conservatives, and all the other occasions when there have been deals. This is not the first deal. On every single one of those occasions, it ended badly for the Unionist Party concerned.
I want to play a clip from the conference, Alex. This is Mr. Dodds, Nigel Dodds. He was making reference to his party leader in his speech.
Or those who thought you could be browbeaten or harassed out of politics didn't reckon on the will and resolve of a strong unionist woman from County Fermanagh. At a time when other political leaders are heading for the exit stage left, Arlene isn't going away.
Nigel Dodds there, the deputy leader. Interesting to note as well, Alex, that some commentators, the likes of Sam McBride, are suggesting that maybe his speech was slightly more interesting than Arlene, and it sounded more like a leader speech than hers did. Sorry.
Is the leader, and I don't mean this as any particular criticism of Arlene, but in one sense he is the leader because he's the key figure in Westminster where the party is a major player at the minute. And whatever they mean, the DUP may cheer Arlene, they still want that Assembly back because, as I say, having a deal with Westminster means nothing in real terms on the ground. You have 27 MLAs there, and their staff, and the advisers, and the SPADs. There's a whole machine up there they do not want, because they know, Vinnie, if this goes down, if we get full-throttle direct rule, Arlene Foster and the DUP do not want to take, are be seen to take responsibility for the party that brought down devolution. Remember, she left the Ulster Unionist Party, 12, 13 years ago, saying that the DUP would be a better party, would get better devolution, stronger government, more stability, blah, blah, blah. All of that looks like it could disappear in a whisper. And if it goes, if at some stage in the next few months, Vinnie, that goes, Arlene Foster will have real problems because she will be a leader of a party which is nowhere to be, and she herself is not at Westminster. Robinson was at Westminster, Paisley was at Westminster. She is the first, I think, yes, she must be the first DUP leader who hasn't been at Westminster for a key period since she's not there. Now, that could be a problem if there's direct rule.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Alex Kane, thank you very much.
Thank you, Vinny. Take care.